Well, good morning, good afternoon to all my listeners out there. Welcome to Truth and Reality, Not for Kids. I am your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. This is season 2, episode 78. And today is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. Okay, we're into the spring by a week. Let's enjoy it. I got some things to tell you, but you know, first, I always thank all my listeners. So please let me thank all my listeners real quick for being here. Because again, without all my listeners, I wouldn't be here. So thank you, United States, Germany, Australia, Brazil, India, United Kingdom, Iran, I know you smoked some weed already. Austria, Bangladesh, Canada, Saudi Arabia, the fucking R word. Turkey, South Africa, New Zealand, France, the Netherlands, Azerbaijan, and now we have the Philippines. Thank you all so much for being here for our 78th episode of season 2. You know, I don't have a whole lot, you know, and this is not going to be very long, but, you know, just the fact of mass shootings, you know, we have to go back to that and go over that again. What are their motives? What makes you get up from a dream and then the next day, You trying to live that dream, but you go shoot kids. You go shoot kids. You don't know nothing about these kids. They ain't never done shit to you. You go shoot and kill kids. It's an alarming rate of that going on around our country. And it's really nasty and it's really too much. Yeah, the guns are a problem because they're getting the guns wherever and whenever they want to do what they want to do. And like people have, psychiatrists, doctors, experts have been saying, well, these people, they usually tell somebody something about what they're going to do or what they want to do. They usually tell at least one person. You know what I'm saying? So they're starting to figure that out. But the thing is, why are you doing it? See, you have to get into the motive and try to figure out why, what makes this click that you want to kill kids. They have not did a damn thing to you. They haven't affected nothing in your life. But you want to come out and shoot and kill the kids. See, I don't get that kind of shit. It has no understanding to me that a motherfucker can be that crazy. All you did was get shot and killed for, you know, for doing some stupid shit. You know, you're gonna try to fight, shoot all these cops. There's a troop army of cops. And you're gonna try to shoot with them. They're going to blow you away. So you're really, really insane. You know, it's a really insane thing to go and do. And you go shoot kids like that. You know, they have not done shit to you. They don't know you. You don't know them. You just picked a school because you know you could walk in there. And you just walked in there and you just did that shit. And you're just so fucked up that you need to be, look, I don't know what they're going to do with you, but they need to just burn you up and just get rid of you somewhere. All your ashes, just take them and throw them somewhere. Because what you did is undeniably crazy, mentally, retardedly insane up the ass. It's really cheap shit. You got something bothering you, and you gonna go shoot some kids, nigga? Motherfucker, what's wrong with you? Why would you do that? What's the motive, man? What is it? What is it? I can't get it. Nobody understands why you motherfuckers is going around shooting kids. What's the problem? What did they do to you? It's a goddamn shame. You know, it needs to stop. We need to figure out how we're gonna do that. So that's a big topic right now. Along with a whole bunch of other topics that we have to consider and think about. That's another big topic that just again popped up in the United States. You feel me? I don't know about this kind of stuff in other countries because I haven't heard. They haven't told me. It hasn't been reported. But, you know, you see. And then we go over to this redneck motherfucker named Trump. So we're trying to run for president. He hasn't been indicted yet. I don't know what the deal, what the hold up, why not, why you still letting him talk like he talking. Now he's attacking another stupid-ass Republican candidate, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. You don't want either one of them to be your president because they're stupid-ass idiots. Now, Ron DeSantis, during the COVID thing with the teachers and the kids and all that about wearing masks and shit. Well, he went and had two teachers arrested in his state because they wanted the kids to wear masks so they wouldn't get sick. But he had them arrested. So he's not a president material. Okay, don't forget that shit. And then you got stupid ass Trump. He played a recording from the January 6th riot to his last rally of supporters. He played that video to them. What the fuck for? Why the hell, motherfucker, would you play a video like that? You like what you did? You think that's great? See, you run. How can you run for president? How can we let you? How can the government let you? I mean, you've been impeached twice. How can you run for president? You caused a riot on the White House because you think you got cheated on the votes. You are such a motherfucking asshole that I'm surprised ain't nobody putting a fire stick up your asshole because you are not worth shit. And you should not even be able to say, I'm running for president in 2024. You see, we got to deal with shit like this. And this shit is crazy. Oh yeah, this shit is crazy. And you sometimes try to figure out why is this shit so crazy. Well, do you think we got a whole bunch of crazy people in the politics? Or do you think most of them are pretty straight up? What you think? Is that why we got people out there in the world, you know, doing what they doing out there? All criminal, all got guns, all want to kill somebody, have drive-bys, you know, all this shit. Is that because they're all crazy too? Because right now, it seems like everybody's crazy. And it's just got to stop. If there's some ones that ain't crazy, then we need to get you to keep it together. Don't lose your mind. Don't have a bad dream and get up and react on it. Don't do that. Don't do none of that. Don't shoot nobody for no reason. Just don't do shit like that. That shit's stupid. You know, so please, people, Let's keep it together, those of you that are listening, and you understand what I'm saying. Please keep it together, okay? Because if you're listening to my podcast, you know I'm telling the truth about real shit. So, you know, we hear real shit. We got to keep real shit together and not let bullshit take over. You see, that's the wrong direction. For you, your kids, anybody, your niece, your nephew, you don't want to go that way. Okay? So, us, I'm talking about the ones I was just talking to listen to my podcast, and they keeping it together. Keep it together. Don't let it fall apart. You know what I'm saying? If you got a brain, you can keep it together. Now, as I said, folks, this podcast ain't going to be that long. I have said what I had to say for today. But come back on Thursday, I got some more to say. Come listen, I got some more for you. You know, we got the NBA playoffs coming up, NHL playoffs, you know, in the United States. You know, we got Major League Baseball starting up that day on Thursday. At least the Seattle Mariners play at home that day. So, you know, there's some things coming on. The weather's about to crack 60 for a couple days. Well, that's great. So, you know, there is still something to smile about. There's something to laugh about. And there's still some things to joke about. But what there is not time for is things to trip about where you lose your fucking mind. So let's not do that. Okay, people? I love you all for listening and thank you all for being here. But don't lose your mind. Keep it together. You know, laugh, smile, tell a joke, say hi. You know, do those things. Thank God you're still here. That being said, I am done for the day, our 78th episode of Truth to Reality, Not for Kids. I am your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. Today is Tuesday, March 28th. 2023, as we move along here. And I want you all to have a nice day. Put a smile on your face. Laugh. Crack a joke. You know, do say hello. Let's do that. You will have a better day. With that being said, I'm out. Have a good one.